Hi there, Ife George here. I've got just one quick message for you on this episode of the Illimitable You podcast. Recently, I was playing a game with my family, and the game requires you to spot similarities in two cards. The game is called Double. Each player is given a card, and then the remaining cards are stacked face up in the midst of all the players. Once the game begins, each player is required to spot a feature on their card similar to the first card on the pile. Once they do, they have to call it out and then pick the card. The fastest player gets the card, and at the end of the game, when the pile of cards have all been picked, the player with the highest number of cards wins. This game requires serious hand-eye and mind coordination, and I believe pattern recognition, as you might be staring at a similar feature to one on your card and not recognize it, or maybe even you recognize it but you'll be too slow to call out the name and grab it. The pressure of being in the game and wanting to win has its way of impairing with the cognitive balance that makes you see clearly and coordinate smartly. Now, I realized that when a person isn't playing, they tend to see the similarities in the cards that the players in the arena do not see. How come? They are not under the same pressure. Their cognitive abilities are in a state of congruence and balance. In that calm state, their sight and their reasoning is optimal, and hence their ability to focus and spot the features of the card is at its highest point possible. This same reason is why many, if not everyone, needs a coach, a counselor, or a therapist at different points in their life, or from time to time, and for others for a lifetime. Not because they have a problem, but because of the quality of life they hope to deliver and the idea that with them in the arena, facing all the pressure required to bet that life, there's a high chance of missing details they would otherwise have spotted easily if they were not. I have come to believe that everyone, if guided appropriately, can come up with answers and solutions to all the issues they face. But why do they face those issues if they truly could come up with the solutions? The answer is simple. They are in the arena. Just like with playing the card, the pressure of performance is high, their focus is impaired, their cognitively dissonant and congruence is lacking. In my practice as a coach, counselor, and talk therapist, I have led people to congruence. I've led people to cognitive harmony. I've led people to consistency and balance, which in turn grants them the ability to access the information and knowledge required to free them from the fears, the burdens, or struggles they face or might face from time to time. Just being on the outside most times and not experiencing the same pressure or sharing the same emotions whilst perfectly letting them see that I can feel the emotions that they feel. That mostly is always my superpower. Many would say, get a coach who has proven results, and I'd say, get a coach who doesn't have the same pressure as you do and can align with the emotional state that you're in. They are very likely to see what you don't. The proof of a great coach, as far as I'm concerned, is the results in people. I have just one mission, to make to happen for people what they cannot make to happen for themselves. And I have done that conscientiously in different areas of people's lives. And the reason I am bringing this message to you is because I would like us to work together, especially if you've realized that you might need someone on the outside who can make you more productive on the inside. If that sounds like something you would like us to do together, I look forward to hearing from you. Go through the link in my bio or send me a direct message. I look forward to working with you. I'm rooting for you. Cheers.